I never really began to think about myself as a director. I was an actor, I was a singer, I was a dancer, but I was really primarily an actress, singer, dancer. And or a singer, actress, dancer. But the dancer part was in the back because I had polio and I didn't move as well. As I've said many times, I had great port de bras, which of course are arms and an upper body. I could do that very well. But my feet would get in the way. That said, I took lessons, and I studied ballet, and I studied modern. I studied with my friend Charlene Tarver, who was working with Hanya, who was, of course, modern. And so I learned, but I never learned to tap, unfortunately. Well, besides that. Anyway, I had some wonderful director experiences, but I was primarily actor until about my second 10 years in New York. And at that point, I ended up being able to work with Mike Nichols. I was a production assistant. But I wrote down, oh my God, wrote notes. You should see my script from I can get it for you wholesale. I'm not wholesale, but Prisoner of Second Avenue. Yes, the Prisoner of Second Avenue experience was a big highlight for me. Because it was Mike Nichols and Neil Simon, and those were big guys. That was much bigger than Kansas City Starlight, in terms of the names, Peter Falk and Lee Grant were the leads. And what I ended up doing was I just ran the thing as a stage manager does. There were two other stage managers, but they did other parts of it. But I was on the floor. I was the one that gave the cues. I was the one that, you know, if he said, let's start at so-and-so, I'd say, that's page five. Let's do, blah, you know, like that. So I learned so much about theater and so much about acting and so much, but mainly I learned about how to talk to actors, how my talk to actors was special. It was extraordinary. And besides being so gifted, and I knew he was big, you know, he was really, really good. And of course, you don't get better than Neil Simon either. And so it was their first show that they did together, I think. I don't remember whether it was the first, but it was a major one. I was there as a stage manager, and then when the show opened, I was supposed to be. Of course, they didn't have anything more for me to do as I had done, but Peter Falk and Lee Grant went to bat for me, and they said, "You can't get rid of her; you have to keep her." And so I was hired as the third stage manager, which was a big deal, and I began then to put people in. I put some fabulous people in, and Barbara Barry. I learned how to teach people parts, so I would basically teach them the lines. And wherever there was space for somebody to do something, I did it. And I just did it. And then what I did was I put Art Carney, for instance, as the brother. I put him into the show. Now I had all of Mike's notes on my script. So I could give him and give them all of the notes that he, every word that Mike Nichols said, I was on there. It was on my script. And the show ran for 2 years. So I was with it for 2 years. But I went out of town with it, which was if we were in Boston and Washington. So that was kind of thrilling. I'd never toured before. And Then I understudied the sisters. There's a third. There's a scene in the third, in the second act with the sisters. So I understudied all three sisters, and that was fun. I got to do a little acting anyway, and I got to do three different parts. There were three sisters. So each one had a different focus and all of that. And then I got to run the show. There's a fabulous stage manager who was there, and his name is Wisner Washam, and Wisner was the stage manager that ran the show, and for whatever reason they decided to put me in as a second, as his backup, and someone who then got to teach the replacements. And as I said, we ran for 2 years, so there were replacements, and then understudying. And it was one of the most special experiences of my life, because I was working with that caliber of people, but not only that caliber of people, but it was just a fabulous, place to be. And I began to fill in things. I began to invent things. Not all. I mean, I didn't ever do anything that wasn't on Mike's notes. He, by the way, bless his heart, I asked him at one point if I could possibly observe him direct a play, and he said yes. So I observed him direct. It was a comedy, and it was about comedians. It was called Comedians. That was it. So I got to observe him direct comedians. And through that, I was invited to Thanksgiving dinner. And Lillian Hellman was there, which made my... I went, and I was going to be... And Mike was so... Oh, he was so savvy. He realized when we all came in, and there were big tables set up, and we came in, and we were just moved into the next seat. And he realized I was going to be sitting next to Lillian Hellman. So he very carefully came in, and he just moved her, not out of the table, off the table, because it was like eight people or seven people at the table, at each table. And he moved her to two places down. So I didn't have to sit next to her, but I could be with her and in the room with her. And I mean, at the table with her. One little story about that, I had stopped drinking at that point. And of course, she could handle
her alcohol.
Yep. And I didn't drink, and she didn't know how to deal with me. She wasn't sure whether she could trust me or not. That was my feeling, which was great fun. I had so much interest in it and interest in her, and I was in such awe. And he was at the table as well. And right now my tummy is just going, because it was such an experience, such an important experience. But and afterwards, then we went in and had, but I didn't drink. I was not drinking, and I stopped at that point. I let go of drinking, and I never. I've got 17 years in the program, as a matter of fact. It was really an amazing time, an amazing experience.